The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, one of the biggest elements of the government's major new capital investment plan is the Metro, a train line linking Swords on the north of Dublin to Sandyford on the south. The plan is apparently it will be built within the next decade at a cost of 3 billion euro. Well, we'll see if they manage to keep to that budget. But we've two guests with us to discuss the work that will be involved and the route that'll be taken. We have Graham McQueen from Dublin Chamber. But first, Frank MacDonald, the author and journalist, is with us. Okay, just explain to people what you believe this metro will involve, what it'll include.
Well, it's somewhat different to the earlier plan that was announced several years ago which was exclusively Metro North. In other words, linking St. Stephen's Green and Swords via Dublin Airport and running mainly underground through the city centre. This is an even more undergrounded scheme. I think something like 75% of it will actually run in a tunnel. And it's going to be diverted further east from Stephen's Green towards Tara Street Station rather than Pier Station in Westland Row, which was in the original plan. And it's also at the on the north side. It will run as planned through the site of the Mater Hospital underneath it. And in fact, one of the reasons, I suppose, why the project is being pursued still is because there's already something like 25 million euro has been spent on installing a station box under the Mater Hospital, the new block of the matter, so that that's ready to go, as it were. And then instead of going through Drumcondra, it actually veers again somewhat to the north of that, where there will be a station at Crossguns Bridge called Whitworth, and then it will go on towards Ballymun, again underground, because people out there don't want it running on the surface, and then on to Dublin Airport and Swords, and terminating to the north of Swords, somewhere near Donabate.
Now, how difficult a job will it be to build all of that, and will they manage to do it within the 3 billion euro plan, given the massive cost overruns we've had in the past on the Lewis work?
Well, I think that all of these estimates are just for openers. I mean, 3 billion, it could easily turn out to be 4 billion or 5 billion. In the end, it depends on what they encounter during the course of construction. And once you start digging a tunnel, you have to come out the other end. One of the mercies of the latest version of the scheme, however, is that it seems that it will spare St. Stephen's Green, which was really in danger under the earlier plan of being turned into a huge hole in the ground. At least its northwestern quadrant would have been. And it seems that the station is going to be installed underneath St. Stephen's Green East, which is a roadway linking Earlsford Terrace with Merrion Row. And that is something that is to be welcomed, even though naturally there's going to be huge traffic disruption when that hole is dug. I think it makes more sense than the previous plan. And also the fact that it's going to run out onto the south side is very important.
To the south side in a second. I just want to bring in Graham McQueen for a second, though, Frank, from Dublin Chamber. How happy is your organisation at the idea of building this train line and going underground with it?
I think we're very happy. I think this has been a long time coming. We've been talking about this project from just around the millennium kind of time. So it's long overdue. It's been stalled many times. So to see it back on the agenda is really, really encouraging. I think this quite often is lost in kind of a debate between the city centre and Dublin Airport as a solution. You know, it's billed as a solution for bringing tourists in and out of the city, but it's much, much bigger than that. You know, this is going to serve the North County Dublin area. It's going to serve the fast-growing Swords area. It's also going to go into South Dublin as well. I think this is a really key project for Dublin. I think it's a bit disappointing that we haven't progressed the Dart Underground project as well at the same time, two big projects for Dublin. But Metro North, there's huge potential here to link up the airport, link up the fast-growing North County Dublin area, but also to really densify the housing along this line.
So how well will Dublin be able to cope with the disruption that will be caused by the construction work?
I think there will be disruption, but I think that's the situation we're in. We should have built this project a long time ago, and we're probably playing a game of catch-up now in Dublin. So there will be disruption. It's just got to be managed in the right way. Where the stops are located, they're trying to minimise disruption by the looks of it. So the fact it's been moved to the east side of St Stephen's Green, I think, is very welcome. I think, for the most part, we look at the Lewis Cross City works that have just been done. For the most part, they were managed very well. Speaking on behalf of the business community, there were small issues here and there, but for the most part, it was done well. So we've shown we can do it.
Yeah, but you see, that actually brings up the question, before I go back to Frank about the south side of Dublin, that we're hearing reports now that Lewis is running at 10 kilometres per hour across Dublin city centre and the cross city route. And is it worthwhile? We talk about these fantastic ideas. Isn't it great to have trains and we put in the tracks on public roads and we end up with a mess?
I think that's the key thing here, is we're putting this one underground. If we weren't learnt one lesson from the Lewis Cross City project, is we need to start putting our transport underground in Dublin. It's the way other cities do it. Yes, it costs money, but this is the way forward for the city.
Is that the case, Frank, do you think? Does it have to go underground?
Well, I think that there's going to be a serious issue arising in relation to this. If metro trains are to run on the existing Lewis Green Line, then they're going to be, in effect, in competition with the trams on that route, because they're essentially using the same tracks on the old Harcourt Street railway line.
How's that going to be possible? Surely there will be capacity constraints.
In fact, I think that there would be a serious capacity constraint, and that the danger is that the Lewis Green Line will become redundant from Sandyford into the city.
Redundant in what way?
Well, it can't. I don't think it's going to be possible myself to operate both metro trains and Lewis trams on the same track.
What do you say to that, Graham?
Well, I think the key thing here is we have to wait for the details of this project to be announced. My understanding of what's going to happen is a bit different from Frank's view. I think what I've been told by the NTA is that the Lewis Green Line is effectively now going to run from Charlemont through to the north side of the city. What we now know is the green line between the city centre, Charlemont and Sandyford will become a metro line. So the two, you won't have Lewis and the new metro
sharing space.
It'll be very much designated their own space. So the green line will run from Charlemont to the north side, is my understanding.
And not a Lewis line. So that metro line will run where the Lewis line runs at the moment. But hold on, how much is it going to cost to upgrade that? And for how many years would people on the south side of Dublin go without Lewis services while that work was being done?
Well, I think we're going to have to wait to see. It will be pricey to change the tracks, but if that is the best solution for Dublin, that's the one we've got to go with. As I said, this is a legacy issue. This is because we haven't been investing enough in Dublin over the last 10 to 15 years. We've got to get to the grips with the problem. We've got to stop worrying about price tags. Dublin is competing for business on a daily basis with cities across the world that has good transport. If we can't compete, we're going to lose business, not just for Dublin, but for the whole of the country.
Frank, that strikes me as what we're going to do is we're going to rip up a perfectly good train track and replace it with another one.
That's what it looks like. I suppose in a way, all of this derives from, the whole history of chopping and changing plans by successive governments going back over 40 years. All sorts of projects have been announced and then not proceeded with or chopped and changed and so on. If there's a mess on the streets of the city centre at the moment as a result of, all the competition for road space between buses and trams and taxis and cars and vans and bicycles and pedestrians, it's really due to a failure of planning on the part of successive governments and a failure to carry things through.
But sorry, would that suggest, Frank, that the big problem here is that actually the streets can't contain train lines or tram lines or whatever? I think a lot of people were in touch with the programme in recent days saying that the late Gareth Fitzgerald said the reason that the original Harcourt Street line was taken up was because it was causing traffic congestion, that if we were going to have trains, we should have started day one by putting them all underground, and if we want overground public transport, it should be on buses.
Well, that is effectively what was suggested way back in 1975 by the Dublin Rail Rapid Transit Study, which envisaged linking up all of the suburban rail lines and providing an underground link through the city centre. And that is effectively the Dart Underground project, which has been pigeonholed now, even though it's the most strategic single piece of investment that could be made in public transport in Dublin.
Just to finish you, Graham McQueen, how confident are you about this work starting reasonably early?
I'll be confident when I see a spade in the ground, to be honest. It's been a long talked about project. There's been a lot of different variations of the plan. I agree with a lot of what Frank is saying there. We've been chopping and changing plans far too much in the city. We need to start building. That's the bottom line.
And Metro is definitely a good idea. Metro North and now Metro South.
I think it is. I think the business case is clear, especially if we densify along the line, if we build more houses, more apartments along that Metro North line. This could be a really, really positive advance for Dublin.
Well, let me just ask you about that, Frank McDonald. Is this a good way of actually making sure that we have housing, be it in apartment blocks or houses, inside the M50 region to continue the development of Dublin?
Well, at the moment, since the Lewis Cross City project was finished and coming to service, trams have been packed from Sandyford onwards towards the city centre, and that's a real problem. The only way that you can provide higher density housing along rail lines is to ensure that you have a capacity on the service that's going to be provided, rather than to have people travelling in what effectively amounts to elongated sardine cans.
And does that mean then, Graham, you might be able to elaborate on this, that if we did get a metro running that goes underground, then we might end up whipping up the Lewis lines and the Cross City to make more space for buses and cars on the streets of our city?
I don't think that's a solution that anybody wants. I think that there's probably a couple of things that we need to do here. Long term, we need Metro North, we need Dart Underground as well. In the short term, we desperately need the review of the bus network that's being carried on at the moment. We need the results of those, and we need to change the way that buses move around the city. And we need to focus on cycling and walking in the city. We need to get that infrastructure in so that in the heart of the city centre, people can cycle around safely and more easily. Walkability has got to improve. This is what other cities are doing. This is what Dublin's got to do.
Thank you very much, Graham McQueen from Dublin Chamber, and Frank McDonald, the author and journalist.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.